We've been warning people about this. Look up the word perverse in the Bible. Jesus uses it. In our culture today, the word pervert means like a sexual deviant, and it is. But the word perverse in the Bible means you've corrupted the Word of God. So here's what I'm going to offer to you. The American church systems and American pastors, now pastors all over the world, they're spiritual perverts. Why? They've perverted the Word of God. They've changed the gospel. They've corrupted the truth. They've lowered the bar. They're into spiritual harlotry. They sell the things of God, making them spiritual whores. There's another word that's in the Bible. Whore. It's in the Bible over 60 times. It's a biblical word. Just like perverse is. Just like the word bastard is in the Bible. That means you're without a father. We don't want you to be that. You can be a father. Excuse me. God can be your heavenly father. We don't want you to be without a father. But you're fatherless, without a father in heaven, if you live like the world and follow the patterns of the world. Because Christ is coming in flaming fire to judge. And he's going to set apart everyone that does not know and obey the gospel and does not know God. So don't be a spiritual pervert like the American church system. Don't be like these Christian music artists that are music whores, selling the things of God for mammon. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. Don't be like all of these corrupt organizations, Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Evangelical, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, Anabaptist. Name a denomination, I'll tell you what man started it and why it's full of sin. How can you be of sin and be of a holy God? It's impossible. God sets us apart by his word, his ways, his spirit. If you haven't been set apart,
are you really a
child of God at all? Set apart means to be holy. To be holy is to be set out of the culture, set out of false ways, set out of sin. You're not holy if you're following the world, folks. You're entering Satan's kingdom as you live after the ways of the world. You got to repent and come out of that. Don't follow Satan's kingdom. Don't follow the ways of the world. Don't follow the Sunday church system. Seek Christ in spirit and truth. That's what we're all about here. If you live like the world, the Bible says, you're actually a child of Satan. We don't want you to live like the world. We want you to live like the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Holy is he and worthy to be praised and lifted up. If you love the Lord, you come out of the world. You got to come out of the world if you love him. You can't say, I love Christ with your lips and live like the world. The world is an enemy of God. Crosses, t-shirts, bumper stickers, Sunday religion is not of Jesus Christ. He's going to reject all of that. You got to come out of the world. You got to come out of your pride, your vanity, your flesh. You got to come out of every false way. And you got to seek him in spirit and truth. How many people are willing to lose their lives for the cause of Christ? How many of you have lost your lives completely? Have you lost your friends, your family, your church system, your career for the cause of Christ? What have you lost for the cause of Christ, neighbor? If you haven't lost anything for the cause of Christ, you're not living for Christ. You're probably following a false worldly Jesus that cannot save you. Christ redeems with power, spirit, and word. Christ will call you out of the world. Christ will call you out of sin and worldliness. Christ will call you out of your flesh. Christ will call you out of your corrupt church systems. If he doesn't call you out of the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come. See, the world is set for the wrath of God. Test yourself, young man. The world is set for the wrath of God, but righteousness, goodness, and truth stands forever. Are you willing to live for that which is incorruptible? The word of God is incorruptible. If you're seeking God's kingdom, you're living for the incorruptible. But this world and this culture and the ways of the world are all about what's corruptible. They're all about that which is fading away. What in your life is eternal versus temporal? What in your life is eternal versus corruptible? Your Sunday church system is not eternal. It's corruptible and made of man. This culture and all of its ways are corruptible. The NFL is corruptible. Pride and vanity is corruptible. All these things. But if you live for the incorruptible, now you've got Christ. Now you've got Spirit. Now you've got truth. Now you've got hope. But the culture is all about that which is corruptible. And everything you have is going to fade away, including your breath. Your life is but a vapor. Test yourself, neighbors. Come out of the world. Come out of every false way. Seek him in spirit and truth. Lose your life.
The kingdom of God and all else will be added unto.
Yeah, but that's not living for this world, sir. You can't seek the kingdom of God as you walk in the world and of the world. You got to come out of the world. This is not the kingdom of God. We can't walk through Satan's kingdom and say, praise God, I'm living for God. That's like being a criminal saying, praise God, I follow the law. No, actually, you're a criminal against a holy God. Test yourself, sir. Take a gospel card. If you know the gospel, you would not be of the world, because the gospel calls you out of the world. The shed blood of Jesus, the glorious Savior, calls you to leave you this life of carnality and sin and worldliness. And he calls you. He redeems you. The Bible says he purchased us. Ma'am, you can't be of the world. The Bible calls you out of the world, ma'am. If you believed the Bible, you'd believe what it says about coming out of the world. So you don't believe the Bible. If you believed the Bible, you'd obey it. That's like saying, I believe in the traffic laws, but I don't follow the traffic laws. That would be called a hypocrite. You can't say, I believe in the Bible, then follow things against the Bible, like the culture and the world. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. What are you sowing today, neighbors? Are you sowing to your flesh? Are you sowing to pride and vanity? Are you sowing to the temporal? Or are you sowing to that which is good, pure, true, worthy, noble? What are you sowing to today, neighbor? Don't sow to your flesh. It's going to die. Don't sow to churchianity. God's going to burn it up. Don't sow to entertainment. God is angry with the wicked and the worldly. The wicked and the worldly are going to be judged. What is your purpose for living? See, if your purpose for living is to feed your flesh, maybe go to church, but then live the rest of my life the way I want, you're actually living an idolatrous life. And Paul says no idolaters are going to inherit the kingdom of God. But if you're all in for Christ, you come out of the world, you're all in for him, you love him, you keep his commandments, you walk in all his ways. Now you're not an idolater. You're actually seeking the kingdom of God. You're obeying him, turning to him, walking in all of his ways. And unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life. Lose your life to find life in Christ. Satan runs this kingdom. Satan runs this world system. Satan runs this country with entertainment and sports and politics. And if you love these things, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbors. The Bible says, test all things. Have you tested your life to see if you're of Christ? Or if you're of the flesh and every false way around you? We don't want our neighbor to hear these words. Away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. Metal crosses aren't going to save you, young man. Did you know that? Sunday church service isn't going to save you. Did you know that? Worldliness and carnality is not going to save you. What's going to save you? Nothing but the blood of Christ, repentance to Him, new life born from above by the Spirit of God, walking in holiness and obedience, and enduring to the end. This is the biblical path to eternal life. But there's a broad road that leads to destruction. There's a broad road in flesh that leads to anger of God. God is angry with the wicked. God is angry with the sinner. You can get either the love of God or you can get the wrath of God. You only have two choices. And the love of God comes in Christ Jesus. The love of God comes repenting, seeking Him. The love of God comes by losing your life to follow Him. But you don't get the love of God as you walk in your pride, your vanity, your flesh, and your sin. You must flee all sin. The Bible calls you to forsake worldliness and sin. Strawberry Fest is full of worldliness and sin, neighbor. It's loving to tell you that truth. Don't trample the blood of Jesus by living your own way today. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. What does that mean? If you seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, you come out of the world in every false way. The churches are not telling you the truth, neighbors. Pastors, priests, popes are liars. You can't walk through the world and say that you're going to enter the kingdom of God one day without knowing Christ and obeying Him and repenting and losing your life. When was the day you lost your life for the cause of Christ? Meaning you gave up everything that was sinful, but you decided to serve Him. That it cost you your career, your friends, your family, your corrupt church system. They're all corrupt, by the way. When did you pay that price to know and follow Jesus Christ? I'm telling you, unless you've lost your life, you cannot have Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Luke 9:62, no one's fit for the kingdom of God that looks back. Are you looking back saying, oh, what's it going to cost me? Boy, I'm going to lose my friends and family if I follow Jesus. I'm going to be hated if I live for Him in all my ways. That's actually what Jesus promised would happen. You'll be hated. You'll be hated for His namesake. To be hated for Christ. Why are you hated? Because we don't teach the easy believe watered down Jesus. We don't teach the worldly carnal churchianity Jesus. We teach the biblical Savior that causes you to come out of the world and lose your life. But if you're of the world, you have not the biblical Savior, neighbor. We see all these thumbs up from people, like as if they agree with this message, thumbs up. This reminds me of Matthew 7. Where Jesus will say, many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, did we not do this and do this and do this in your name? And Jesus says, I will say to them, away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. If you live in sin and worldliness, You're a worker of iniquity against the truth of God. He does not recognize you. He does not know you. But if you turn from your sin, if you realize I'm a sinner, I'm lowly, I deserve destruction, death, and hell, and you read that Jesus died for your sin and shed his blood for you, beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised, and you say, you know what, I don't want my way anymore. I don't want to live the world's way anymore. I don't want to follow my flesh anymore. If that's your cry and your call, you can cry out to God and have a new heart and a new mind and a new life. And you can be transformed. And God will honor your wish and cleanse you of all your past sins. What a glorious promise. As far as the east is from the west, you can be forgiven. But you can't just live like the world. You can't live like the world and keep telling God, oh, I love you. Oh, I want your truth. Oh, I want to go to heaven. As you live like a devil, you live like the world. The world is set for the destruction and the wrath of God to come. What marks God's people? Holiness. What marks God's people? Truth. What marks God's people? A desire for righteousness. Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness, or do you hunger and thirst for entertainment, neighbors? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled, Jesus says. Blessed are the meek. They'll inherit the earth. But what are you living for today? What are you thirsting for? Americans, God is entertainment, sports, politics, pride, vanity. That's not the God of the universe who created everything. And he'll come back. He's coming back to take back the universe. He's coming to take back his creation. And he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Go read Matthew 25. A few sheep are coming with him. The goats of the world are going to be sent away into outer darkness. Go read the book of Revelation, how it ends. Christ comes back with a flaming sword, a sword out of his mouth. He comes back in flaming fire. Knowing Jesus is a lot more than a hat, sir. You got to test yourself and come out of the world. If you're coming out of there...
Now, how do you know that? See, you're really out of line.
Oh, no, I know. Jesus said...
You can't tell...
Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit.
You know what?
So coming out of the worldly ways is fruit.
You can tell...
Well, one, he doesn't want to stop and talk about the gospel, so that's a sign that maybe he doesn't have love.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm here to love people.
Judging people.
Well, actually, the Bible tells us we're supposed to judge.
No, sir.
First Corinthians 5.
Not like you're judging.
1 Corinthians 5 says, judge the church body. Paul says, judge the body. And when I see sin and worldliness, I judge it because I love you.
Oh, yes.
If I don't tell you your sin, who's going to tell you your sin, sir? Your pastor's not. The Bible doesn't tell us to just let the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5, publicly rebuke all those who are in sin so others will see and fear. I'm following Scripture. Scripture says to rebuke those who are in sin. So you should take your hat off because it's a stench before God when you live like the world and walk around with a hat on saying, I'm of Jesus Christ.
I don't live of the world, buddy.
Really? What were you doing inside this worldly event? What were you doing inside the worldly event? Show me your gospel card you're handing out. What's the gospel to eternal life? You say you love God so much. Show us the gospel. Tell us the gospel. I can't see the gospel with your life, so preach it with your mouth. You're not going to preach it because you don't know it, sir. If you knew the gospel, you'd stand and proclaim it. Here's the problem with the American churchianity. They have no cloak for their sin. See, the biblical Savior came, and he has taken away your cloak for sin. There's now no excuse for anyone to live in sin, to live in worldliness, to live in carnality. You can turn and come out of your sin. Test yourself, young man. Go deep in the scriptures. There's no more cloak for sin, neighbors. Turn and repent and come out. Be transformed. Jesus, the only way. Jesus Christ, the only way, neighbor. There's no other way to eternal life. Not through Islam, not through Buddha, not through Hindu, not through New Age, not through Roman Catholicism, not through evangelical. Jesus, the only way. King of kings, Lord of lords, he made the narrow way to eternal life. But broad is the road that leads to destruction. And so we just love our neighbors to call you out of your sin and worldliness. Many, many Christians defend their sin and their worldliness. You cannot defend sin and worldliness in the scriptures. You can do it with your lips, but it won't stand on judgment day. What are you doing with your life? What are you wasting your life on, American neighbors? You're wasting your life on that which is foolish and frivolous and temporal. Are you living for the eternal? Are you living for that which is eternal and incorruptible?